From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011, causing a coastal nuclear power plant meltdown. Tuesday's quake, measured by U.S. seismologists, registered at 6.9, while in Japan it was a 7.4 magnitude quake, striking off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. U.S. geophysicist Rafael Abreu said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground and some 250 kilometers away from Japan's capital, Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But, yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A pump that supplies cooling water to a spent fuel pool shut down at a nuclear power plant along the coast, but a backup pump took over. In Libya, a car bomb blast outside a hospital in Benghazi Monday killed 3 children and wounded more than 24 other people, some critically. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Benghazi, Libya's second biggest city, has been the scene of more than 2 years of fighting between forces loyal to renegade military commander General Khalifa Haftar and Islamic militants. Meanwhile, forces loyal to Libya's National Unity Government reportedly are closing in on the last stronghold of Islamic State fighters in Sirte. This is VOA News.